dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to a Friday Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We have a good show, great show lined up for you. Rick Squires, UNK volleyball coach, set to join us right off the bat here this morning. RMAC tournament going on. He's signing players. He's getting people named to the RMAC teams. He's getting ready to take home this trophy, as he has been the RMAC coach of the year for the fifth time. I'm sure that gets old for him. All those trophies, have to build a different wing on the house, all those plaques, whatnot. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to catch up with Mike Peranio from the Mandalay Bay Race and Sportsbook. He is a supervisor there. He's going to shed some light on the odds for the weekend and talk a little football with us, and going to actually tell us how the lines are set in Las Vegas for people interested in that. Also, Doug Duda is set to join us from State Volleyball. From State Volleyball in Lincoln, as the second day rolls on, and several area teams advance, including that number 8 seed, the Bertrand Vikings, which I thought would dominate. The 8 seed always beats the 1 seed unless it's in the RMAC tournament, and we're pleased to be joined by Rick Squires right now. Coach, how are you?
Good.
I don't know. There's a lot going on because you're signing players, you've got the RMAC teams announced, and then you're supposed to play a tournament this weekend. You get it all fit in?
Well, we're doing the best we can here, that's for sure. So it's always busy this time of year, a lot of volleyball going on, and I guess one of the nice things, it's good to be at home and you don't have to mix in travel with all that. So hopefully we'll have a good start tonight and get ready to go.
Fair enough. You did sign Jenna Ruse out of Grand Island. Great prospect, kind of that Grand Island pipeline that you continue to get to come to UNK.
Well, no question. Continues to amaze me how many great prospects come out of Grand Island. All three schools are good. You know, just year after year, they produce some of the top prospects, not only in Nebraska, but in the nation. And we think Jenna Ruse falls into that category. She is, you know, she's, I think, a Division I prospect who looked around at her options and decided that there was a lot of things about UNK that she really liked. And, you know, she's kind of followed our program over a number of years. Her mom played here, and we're very pleased to have her joining us. I think she's got a chance to be a pretty special player here.
How many other players are you looking for to fill this roster?
You know, out of the 2009 class, we'd probably like to add another player or two. We do just have the one senior in Julie Minich, who will graduate. You know, we lost a player from the roster a little bit earlier this year. So we're looking at, you know, maybe picking up another player, kind of a utility-type player or a ball control player. And right now, most of our energies are going into the 2010 class, where we need some substantial firepower. And the nice thing is that's a heck of a class. So we're out there watching a lot of those kids these days.
Rick Squires, UNK volleyball coach, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, you're the fifth-ranked team in the nation at 31-2. You placed four players on the 2008 All-RMAC team, including yourself, once again as Coach of the Year. Congratulations on that. And the All-RMAC honors, is that about what you saw heading into those?
Yeah, you know, it was a little bit different format this year, which I didn't even realize until it was time to vote, actually. I think that was kind of handed down from higher powers for consistency. We went from two teams of 12, which we had done for a number of years, to the three teams of 7. So it changed the complexion of things a little bit. I thought that we would have a number of those girls recognized. We certainly thought Jerry Wachowiak had a good chance to be player of the year. Nikki Scott obviously continues to do well. Kola Svek, you know, even though she was first team last year, obviously 12 members on the team last year, she's in the top 14 this year and was still setter of the year. So, you know, initially it might sound like a demotion, but she still obviously was recognized as the league's top setter. Good to see Kelly Wemhoff get a little PR for her work. Thought Chelsea Carson had an all-conference year, and obviously you can't get them all on there, but she certainly put up the kind of numbers where, you know, I wouldn't have been surprised to see her on one of the teams either. But good to see those girls get recognized, and hopefully we'll have some more of that down the road here.
UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, as you look ahead towards tonight's matchup with Adams State, well, okay, that's a 3-0 sweep. You move on till tomorrow. I'm not trying to belittle anybody. I feel bad for the people that drove from Adams State to be here for 43 minutes and then go home. But you're going to advance till tomorrow. How many people, and I got a chance to see you for a quick minute last night, how many people have a realistic chance of winning this tournament?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, I feel like, you know, over the course of the year, you know, we've established ourselves as the team to beat. And, you know, unfortunately, you can slip up as we did against Western State, and they're not even in the tournament, so they're not one of the top eight teams, and we lost to them. So so strange things can happen, especially with the 25-point scoring and so forth. But, you know, I think that a Metro State is the kind of a team with the talent who can win the tournament. They're young and improving and playing pretty well as of late. We've struggled with Regis. You know, they've taken us to four games both times we've played them, and they're a team that, for whatever reason, matches up pretty well with us, and we're certainly not looking past Adams State. I know you are, Big Daddy, but...
Yeah, I certainly am.
But they they gave us some trouble out at their place. They've probably got the best outside hitter in the league, and she's a handful. So, so I think it's some of the usual suspects. You don't want to overlook Western New Mexico, who won their division, and they had some young kids. They've got the freshman of the year, you know, really a 6'1", 6'2", middle who looks like she belongs in the Big 12, not in the RMAC. So I wouldn't be surprised if they made their way through the field either. And it should be an exciting tournament. I don't think there's even the early round games could be awfully exciting.
Well, you know, and you bring up Regis. I just think Frank does an amazing job with those ladies.
He's a class act, isn't he?
Yeah, he is a dandy. I appreciate getting to meet Frank last night. Coach, I guess, you know, for the fans that want to come out, there's volleyball going on from noon on today, basically. Metro State, Colorado Mines get it started at noon. At 2:30, Western New Mexico, Mesa State. Then 5 o'clock, Fort Lewis, Regis, and then you guys, 7:30 tonight versus Adams State. You will play 7:30 tomorrow night. Should you advance and be lucky enough to upend the Adams State Cougars or whatever they are, then on Sunday, the championship at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Coach, we appreciate the time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot, Big Daddy. Appreciate it.
Hey, have a great tournament. Fully expect them to play on Sunday and then obviously advance to a regional tournament. Fifth in the country, 31-2. They continue to get talent. Just amazing what, you know, whether they're young or not, they put more wins and more wins up. And a great job. Fifth time Rick Squires has been named RMAC Coach of the Year, and obviously rightfully deserved of that honor many, many times. We're looking forward to be joined by Doug Duda from Lincoln. State volleyball tournament going on second day. New format just this year. State volleyball was a 2-day event. They've changed that to a 3-day event. Also in studio with us today is UNK baseball coach Damon Day has stopped by, and we've been fortunate to catch a minute with him. Damon, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show once again, and thanks for so much for the time.
Thanks, Daddy. I enjoy coming in and filling in for Doug. It's always a pleasure to sit down with you and talk a little sports.
Well, you know, last night the football that went on and the NFL game that went on, we've got our Sun Heat Sun Systems hot topic opinion. If Castle keeps putting up numbers like that, will there be a question as who's the starter of that team next year?
No. That's probably one of the poor hot topic discussions you guys have had in a long time. Tom Brady may be one of the best quarterbacks ever to play. Matt Castle is this year's Derek Anderson. Flash in the pan, he'll probably be sitting riding pine. He'll probably sign a huge free agent deal next year with the Chiefs. And what is it? Who's starting for them now? Heward, Coyle,
Thigpen. And Jaworski's saying that's our quarterback of the future, undoubtedly.
And Thigpen will be, Matt Castle is no Tom Brady.
Castle leads these guys two games into the playoffs. There's some debate in New England.
No way.
Doug Doodle joins us live from the state volleyball tournament. Douglas, how are you this morning?
Good morning, gentlemen. Who's the goofball with you?
our friend from the baseball program.
Oh, man, that's unbelievable.
Come on, Doug. Go Browns. You missed the first hour where all we did was talk about Brady Quinn.
Well, you're in love with him too, aren't you?
Of course.
Outstanding. Outstanding stuff. Well, Matt Castle's not going to be the starter next year, Tony.
Just saying, he continues to put up 400-yard games. You know, no one has ever rushed for more than 60 yards and threw for more than 400 yards in a game in the NFL.
Big whoop.
He continues to do that.
Well, they used to play defense in the NFL, too.
Oh, really? Why don't you say that to that nose tackle, that Jenkins guy from the Jets? You see him throwing him center down, going to that guy's a man among boys in the NFL, and you don't see that very often. Douglas, a great game in the NFL last night. Came down to Brett Favre making it. This Keller kid at tight end is becoming one of those hot property tight ends.
Possession. Oh, really? Really?
Yeah, he is really kind of becoming a go-to guy. Biggest play of the night, obviously the 3rd and 15 that he got 16 yards on and moved the chains.
So you're a real big geek if you picked him late in your fantasy draft?
Yes, you are. You're not a big geek now. You were that night.
Well, of course, because by now you've cut him because the first 10 weeks he didn't do anything.
Is that so?
Yeah, well, all last night's game brings up is the Jets got the ball and New England didn't. Well, 31-31, did anybody stop anybody last night? You knew the coin flip winner was going to win the football game.
Yeah, fair enough. And that's people can complain and you know, about the overtime system they've got in the NFL, but that's what we've got. Yeah, well, they didn't get the ball. Too bad. Brett Favre wins it. Now to the Jets. After last night, the Jets obviously get the game up, the leg up on the competition in that division. Can anybody else challenge them other than New England? The Bills are done, aren't they?
Well, the Bills are done. Yeah, they're done. Of course, Buffalo can kind of control their own destiny because they still have to play everybody in the division yet again. They're 0-3 against it. Everybody has played everybody in the division. Don't overlook the Dolphins. I mean, the Dolphins are playing pretty well.
Oh, Doug.
I know, but I think I like the Dolphins' chances better than the Bills right now.
All right, Douglas, give us a report from Lincoln and what went on yesterday at the state volleyball tournament.
Well, hey, we got to start with Bertrand, the biggest upset of the day. How about those Lady Vikings?
We said yesterday we thought we had a good chance to win. Now they get what, Layton?
That is correct.
They advanced over, the 5? They advanced over the 4 seed?
Yeah, that D1 kind of got turned upside down, so there'll be somebody on there that's pretty much a new champ.
Well, good. Any other big surprises?
Well, Grand Island getting walloped by Papillion Vista South. You asked me yesterday who the best bet was in the field. Well, now it's definitely Papillion. That was the pick yesterday, and now... Now, my goodness, that's just amazing. Grand Island didn't just get beat. They kind of got humbled yesterday, and I got to think that was looking ahead syndrome.
Well, that can happen. I guess you figuring you got, you know, the first round kind of a breather, and then you worry about the next 2 days. Not the case when you get to state. Everybody's a pretty quality team down there, especially since they implemented the wild card.
Yeah, and there were some other good matches. SCOTUS is maybe a little bit, you know, they were pretty good. Columbus Scotus is pretty good. That's going to be a great match today with St. Paul. Aurora, give them credit for taking out Ogallala. Now they get to play Northwest for the 4th time this year, and obviously Northwest has beaten them the first 3 times.
Doug, is a 3-day format, does that help or hurt anybody? Or does it matter?
Well, I think if you're playing And if you're working the tournament, you like the format. I think if you're a fan, I haven't seen the comparison numbers as far as attendance, but I think attendance would be the one thing that would be most affected, because back in the day, well, you could take one day off on a Friday and go down and watch two matches and pretty much know that, well, you'd be lucky to get into the state championship. Well, now, you know, take for instance, how many fans came down and watched maybe Central Catholic last night, just assuming they were going to win and move on? And although it's not too far to drive from Grand Island to Lincoln, get off work a little earlier and make those matches, whether it was senior high or Central Catholic, Northwest would be another one. You assume that they're going to win, which they did. I think maybe that's the one drawback. Now, again, maybe overall in attendance it's not hurting. It just looks like there was less crowds yesterday. But, again, just one match as opposed to getting two in on a Friday.
Do the players, have the coaches and players said one way or another? Because I can't imagine they play tournaments all year long, which they play multiple matches.
Well, I think what you'll find is the coaches that have programs that get to state quite often, doesn't matter to them one way or the other. If you're a team like Bertrand, hey, you haven't been to state since whenever. I mean, a Sandhill Stedford, pick anybody you want up here. Teams that haven't been here in a while, come down and enjoy the experience. You're not going to have to rush back for class, hopefully, the next day. I think the farther west you are, probably the more you like the three-day experience. And you add in the consolation games. If you get out of day one, then you're guaranteed two more matches.
Fair enough, Douglas. Fair enough. Any other thing that stood out yesterday, any of the classes?
Well, I think we kind of touched on it. Cambridge, I think one of your pride and joys right there back behind Bertrand. Here's a team that came in as a 7 seed but was preseason ranked number 2 and really struggled. I mean, let's face it, Ravenna and Cambridge were 1-2 at the start of the season. And both kind of struggled the first month of the year, but ever since, they seem to put things together, and Cambridge advanced on, Ravenna advanced on. Maybe they'll end up playing each other in the state championship tomorrow. Plus, already a couple of matches are done today. Papillion La Vista in Class A has swept out Lincoln Southwest, and then in Class D2, Ewing, who we kind of thought maybe he's going to win this whole thing, they sweep Clay Center in close match, 25-20, 25-22, 26-24. So Clay Center will drop down and play the consolation game. Just kind of a reminder of when these teams are playing today, Tony, and where you can hear the matches. Giltner's going to play Sandhill Stedford 4:30. That's on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Upper Trans game is at Lincoln High at 2:30 against Layton. Cambridge plays at Johnson Brock. That game is at 9 o'clock tonight at Lincoln High. The Ravenna Sutton game will be at 7 o'clock tonight at Lincoln High. That's both on Power 99 and the Breeze. 2:30, Columbus Scotus, St. Paul, Pershing on Power 99, and Central Catholic Syracuse, 4:30, Pershing, also on Power 99. The Aurora Northwest match is tonight at 7, and that game is at Pershing.
Perfect, Douglas. You bring up Cambridge. They entered this tournament, for folks out there that do not know, as a 7th seed, 18-11, so they make it 19-11. But you look at some of the other records in state, yeah, they look to be the fish that's out of water as far as their record goes. But that's interesting that they do advance and maybe putting it together at the right time. And really, that's all you need to do, 3 matches, and you go home with the hardware.
Well, that's all that matters. Win in advance, baby, win in advance. But I got to think that they're pretty fired up. Of all places today is Bertrand America.
Well, I know my mom's excited.
Is she coming to Lincoln?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wouldn't miss this.
All right. See, if you're playing today, you're guaranteed 2 matches, and maybe that helps things out a little bit.
You know, it's really strange because, Bertrand, this is only the third time ever in school history of making that trip to state of volleyball. And so, you know, they're new and they're kind of embracing that experience. You know, I think a lot of times as an 8 seed even, it kind of becomes, hey, we got to state. We're the 8 seed. We're just pretty happy to be there. And They didn't do that. They took care of business. Probably could have been a sweep yesterday. Let the third one get away, and then took care of it in 4.
Well, yeah, that happened a lot yesterday. Teams getting up 2-0, and we had a lot of 4-set matches. Had a couple really exciting 5 sets. Not too many sweeps in the first round yesterday. Most of that happened in D2. Elsewhere, a lot of 4-set matches.
You know, I thought the third set, Carney Kalik was able to make a run, take that third set, and then they were down pretty bad, Doug. I want to say like 18-7, but then they made another run kind of to get back in that match. Did you ever feel that the tide had really turned on their side?
Well, you know, if you win the third set and you're down 2-0, you got the momentum going into the fourth. If you keep the momentum, you go to a fifth set, and then it's anybody's ball game. But, you know, you sit there, you watch Columbus Scotus, and there's some other schools like this, and it's, you know, pick whatever you want. It's your Notre Dame, it's your New York Yankees. You're just going, make a mistake. You know, give the other team a chance. You know, I'm tired of seeing you down here all the time, winning. And that's just kind of how you got it. I thought Carney Kalik played good, not great. You know, Sokolowski with 24 kills. Becky Squire stepped up. But as we said, you know, it was kind of some of the other role players. They tried to play defense a lot and got into that tip thing, and you can't do that against the number one team in the state. And Scotus, I mean, it played out, I guess, like you would think if you weren't kind of rooting for one team. Scotus was a little bit better, and they played a little bit better.
You know, Doug, I just liked yesterday the call, Sokolowski, termination!
I'm just glad you're listening, Daddy. If you're not careful, you're going to get converted. You might actually attend a volleyball match sometime.
He'd love to. I'm sure for all the area athletes, including those Lady Vikettes.
Hey, did you catch any six-man last night?
Did not. You know, that was a close game. Had Sertoma Stag going on last night, so I was required to be
there. Oh, yeah, boy, I hate to miss that.
No, it was a requirement. Community. I'm so involved with the community. You know that, Doug.
Yeah, thanks for the donation. We appreciate it.
No, but a lot of points scored. Pretty tight early on, and then just kind of pulled away. Greeley Walbeck, the champion.
Yeah, 67-24. St. Edward must have just the one player, and that's about it, because Greeley really stuck it to him. 30 in the third.
Yeah, something great. You know, you expect points like that, though, I guess. The first time they played, 20-12, and you're thinking, what happened in that game? But, yeah, you got the 60 points that everybody was looking for, and I think that's what a lot of people expected.
Well, Damon Paz accounting for 4 touchdowns for Greeley Walbeck. Ramon Brown accounting for all 4 touchdowns for St. Ed, including 2 kickoff returns in the game. So it looked like a team against a man.
And a man couldn't hang up or couldn't hold up.
How are we feeling about our selections a little bit later on? Is Damon going to get in and show us up this week?
Well, yeah, Damon's going to get in, and basically for my selections, I'm throwing darts because I can't do any worse picking them and doing research. And the one that stands out to me, Doug, and while I got you on, I just got to ask you, if I look at all the college games, there's 2 of them that stand out. We talk about the pro game, in which we're going to ask the race and sports book supervisor at Mandalay Bay at the bottom of the hour. We're going to ask him, why is there only a 3-point spread with Tennessee at Jacksonville? I know it's at Jacksonville, but why is that? Why is Baylor an 8-point favorite over anyone? I don't get it. So Baylor must be going to roll up A&M on Saturday.
Well, you know, maybe in the college, but we talked about this in the pros lately, Tony. I think the big spread, like, why would the Jets ever be favored at Oakland? Why would the Jets be favored by 13 at home over Kansas City when we talked to Mike last time around? And there's some other instances there that just happens to, you know, why are the Falcons favored by 6 over Denver? Now, we understand that Denver doesn't have a solid running back, but it seems like you plug anybody in and Jay Cutler throws for 400 yards. And, you know, you got to wonder, why are some of these teams favored by as much? Seems to me that most of those situations pan out. Why were they favored by that much? Now, every once in a while, that's not the case. But, you know, the Colts, they're favored by 10 over Houston. Houston's a team that seems to give the Colts problems year in and year out since they came into the league. And, yeah, Houston got one over an injured Pittsburgh team last week. I think there's some interesting games this week.
Well, we're going to find out. We're going to go live to Mandalay Bay and check that out. Douglas, we will let you go. We're going to give away a Sun Heat system. I'm going to give my selections, and we're going live to Mandalay Bay after this.
Arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with a polar bear club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing, too. we expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme tested train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a train.
Don't pay too much for your next pre-owned vehicle. Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at prices you can afford. Kearney Auto offers a great selection of quality cars, vans, SUVs, and pickups. And you can buy here and pay here, too. Need a rental car? Call Kearney Auto and pay just $19.95 a day. Get the most for your money at Kearney Auto, East Highway 30. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4. Hey guys, who said jewelry was just for women? Just look down at your wrist and tell me what's there. And everyone knows it's your responsibility to find her the ring that'll make her eyes sparkle and her finger dazzle. And that's why Hawthorne Jewelry and Kearney wants you to know about their beach party sale on November 25th from 5 to 9. It gives you 4 hours to change her life forever. And make your way to the treasure chest for savings of 30, 40, or even 50% off anything in the store. Now's the perfect time to buy at Hawthorne Jewelry, downtown on the Bricks.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Funner Park.
Make it Funner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge your ticket to weekend entertainment. Watch and wager on coast-to-coast thoroughbred racing starting 11:25 a.m. Come out Friday night for delicious prime rib and racing to midnight from Hollywood Park. Saturday, watch Husker Kansas State football on big screens as you enjoy game day snacks and drinks. Make your weekend at Funner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
The best opinions on the hot topics will qualify for a Sun Heat Systems energy-efficient space heater, and we're giving away one a week for 10 weeks. Listen to Doug and Daddy weekdays 11 to noon. Your Sun Heat Systems hot topic opinion might lower your heating bills by hundreds of dollars. Brought to you by Sun Heat Systems and ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Now here's a real eye-opener for you. Lind Eye Care of Kearney is moving. That's right. As of October 15th, their new location will be at 4107 7th Avenue. At Lind Eye Care, you can count on Dr. Lind and Dr. Bierbauer to take care of all of your vision needs, whether it's new contacts or LASIK surgery. At Lind Eye Care, they'll treat your eyes as if they were treating their own. Plan now to visit Lind Eye Care in their new location at 4107 7th Avenue, beginning on October 15th.
Our wind advisory continues until the early evening hours. We'll see those winds from the northwest at 15 to 30, gusting higher on occasion. We have a slight chance for scattered showers early today. We'll see some partial clearing at times, and the temperature will hold fairly steady all day. I'm WeatherEye meteorologist Nicole Maroc. Right now, 43 degrees.
We're back to Doug and Daddy's show. Don't forget, November 15th. Dyna-Gro cash discount ends, people. Call your local Dyna-Gro Seeds dealer, 1-800-652-9298. Dyna-Gro Seed has quietly become one of the top 10 seed companies in North America. How did they do it? Simply put, they work with the best agricultural experts in the world, the American farmer. That's you out there in the field. They have built their company the same way their customers have built successful farming operations, with a work ethic that says almost isn't good enough. Our success has been built one farmer at a time through a relationship of trust and by offering industry-leading products and service. Dyna-Gro is where it's at, people. Cash discount November 15th. Call your local Dyna-Gro Seeds dealer, Travis Brock in the Cozad area, Aaron Foster, Minden to Holdridge area, Lauren Kaiser, Farwell to Wood River and in the Kearney area, 1-800-652-9298. Talk to them today. Talk about the new VT triple hybrids they can offer your farming operation. Dyna-Gro, it's like two turntables and a microphone. It's where it's at. Expecting to be joined shortly by race and sportsbook supervisor from the Mandalay Bay, Mike Peranio. Looking forward to catching up with him. Also, we will be giving away Sun Heat, Sun Systems, Space Heater. With our hot topic opinion, you can email or call us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Offer up what you think is a hot topic. You also can chime in on our Turkey of the Week. We're giving away a free turkey from Schroeder Foods in Shelton. We're giving away all sorts of stuff, Coach. I don't know what's going on here. We're giving away two trips to Cunningham's. We're going to Denver Chiefs game.
Giving away a trip to Cunningham's?
No, you can go to Cunningham's, and then you can win a trip to the Kansas City Chiefs Denver Broncos game. We're giving away a trip to the Nebraska-Colorado game. We're Rich & Sons Camper Sales. But right now, we're going to the city that never sleeps, the city of lights, Las Vegas. Mike Peranio joins us, race and sportsbook supervisor at Mandalay Bay. Mike, thanks so much for the time, and welcome again.
Hey, gentlemen, how's it going today?
Well, we're hanging in there. We're getting by. The weather's probably a lot nicer where you are, but that's our only complaint.
Yeah, it's dangerous, this bad weather, or nice weather, because I went out golfing yesterday and hurt my back. So.
Oh. Yeah.
At least I wasn't shoveling snow.
Yeah, everybody feels bad.
Yeah. How you guys doing?
Well, we're doing good. Mike, a question we got after we had you on, people out there want to know how the line is established in Las Vegas. And is it the same for all of Las Vegas, or are there different people that set lines?
No, the lines are, and actually nowadays offshore, the illegal gambling offshore sets the lines before Vegas, so we get and their handles are much higher, so we see some lines coming out of there. But we have, you know, guys here in Vegas that we use and our own people, and you know, the people really don't understand a lot of times what the line's about. They think a team's supposed to win by that amount. That's why we set the line. And really what we're trying to do is get 50-50 action, not pick who's going to win by how much. So that's a common misconception by a lot of people, that we say the Giants are 6.5-point favorite. We think they're going to win by 6.5. We're really trying to get half and half on both sides of the game is more what we're trying to do. So we're really doing it off what the public conception is of the games rather than who we think is going to win.
Mike, as you look back the last couple of weeks, who has won? You are the player.
You know what? This is an interesting year. We've been coming around, but at the beginning of the year, the player was having their way with us pretty much the first 4 or 5 weeks. But as usual, in the long run, we wear down the players usually, and especially in the NFL. The lines are just so accurate. And the way football's scoring, it's anything can happen any week. So it gives us an advantage in the NFL with the way things are going.
Mike Piriano joins us from the Mandalay Bay Sports and Race Book. Mike, as you look at the NFL ticket for Sunday's games, you gave us a lock the last time. It was the New York Jets playing the Kansas City Chiefs, and you simply said that the New York Jets ought not be favored that many points, you know, over any team in the NFL. And you took those points, and that was a winner. Is there a couple that stand out to you this week?
Yeah, there are, and, you know, in the NFL, like I said, anything can happen, and, you know, the Jets are kind of, I didn't think they'd be able to make the playoffs. Now they're on top of their division. but they still got a long way to go. They still might fold this season. With the money that's moving here and the games that look too good to be true, I like Houston Texans playing the Colts. That line opened up at the Colts -9. It's now down to 7.5, so that worries me a little bit. But I do still like the Texans because they're getting that extra half point on the number 7. The game that really stood out to me as far as line movements is the Buffalo Bills, the Monday night game. Buffalo started at 4.5. It's at 5.5. There's another team that looked good the first couple weeks, but they look like they pretty much collapsed on themselves. Cleveland, although their record, they've only had 3 wins this year, they're playing a lot better. They got a lot of people back from injuries. They could even make a run maybe for a wild card team. But it's going to be tough since they're 3-6. But I like Cleveland to win that game outright Monday night against Buffalo.
Mike, I've got to ask you, there seems to be two games that stand out to me. The Tennessee Titans favored a field goal over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Please explain why that's only 3.
Because that's a great number for the book. Jacksonville, you know, there's teams like that. Home team means a lot in there, and Jacksonville's kind of been a popular team all year with betting public. They're especially betting them on the futures. Everyone thought they'd be good odds to win the Super Bowl, and they've got a good defense. But now they're 50-1 to win the Super Bowl, so that's an indication how they're playing. It's mostly because they're the home team, and mostly because people are still betting Jacksonville. If you know, we can't get people to bet Tennessee right now, which is kind of surprising. So that may be one of those games that looks too good to be true. Tennessee only -3, and those are the games we win a large percent of the time. That's one of those trap games, probably. Although, you know, how can you bet against Tennessee right now? It's pretty tough to do.
You bring up the futures wagering. Where have you seen the late charge of futures money coming in the last 2 weeks on the NFL?
Well, especially the Atlanta Falcons, although they're still a pretty good value. They you know, opened the year at 150-1. They're down to 25-1 now. They're actually tied for the wild card and only one game out of first with Tampa Bay, tied with Tampa Bay behind Carolina. And, you know, they're kind of the team that nobody wants to bet because they can't believe it. And we've lowered the odds a little bit. But 25-1 is not bad for a team that definitely has a shot at getting in the playoffs, especially as a wild card, of not winning the conference. So the other one that looks pretty good to me is Baltimore. They opened at 125-1. They're down to 22-1. There's another team that's tied for first with Pittsburgh. They've got a tough game this week, though, so it's going to be tough for them to stay up there. But if they happen to pull an upset and beat the Giants, and if you're going to beat the Giants, you have to do it with defense. And, you know, no matter what you say, Baltimore has a defense, and they can cause turnovers and score. And you never know. Giants play better on the road, it seems, than at home. So this is a huge game for Baltimore. If they win this, they're going to stay tied for first with Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh has a tough game at home against San Diego, although San Diego's record's not good. You know, Pittsburgh hasn't been playing real well, and it wouldn't surprise me to see even San Diego beat Pittsburgh at home.
Mike, you bring up the two teams you bring up doing it both with rookie quarterbacks, and I shake my head and say there's no way they can continue that all the way until February 2nd or February 1st, whatever the date may be.
Yeah, what is it? Flaxico or Flax?
Yeah,
Flacco. For Baltimore, Flacco. The thing with him is, though, he stretches the field. He's not, you know, he's a, you know, not doesn't have a lot of experience, but he can stretch the field, and that's really all Baltimore needs with that defense. You know, they've won Super Bowls before without very good quarterbacks, and if you can get a guy that can hit a few deep passes and loosen up the running game, that's the Baltimore formula for success. And, you know, even though he's a rookie, the further you get into the season, if you're still tied for first, in your division, those guys aren't rookies anymore about game 10 and 11. And like I said, he's got the arm that can stretch the field. And with that defense, they can really beat anybody on any given day just with their defense.
Mike Piriano joins us from the Mandalay Bay Sports and Race Book. He's a supervisor there. Mike, I guess in the college ranks, and a lot of people focus on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Obviously, that's where we are right here in the state. They go to Kansas State. The number is 6.5 and pretty much stayed there. You favor this one way or another?
6.5 is not a bad number, but Nebraska tends to be either one way or the other. They are going to be on the road. It's tough to lay that many points with Nebraska, but in the college ranks, the scoring's a little bit higher. They should win the game. Whether they cover the 6.5, that's a tough one. Kind of the college game I think is kind of interesting is the Texas-Kansas game, where Texas is only -13. And those teams like Texas, Oklahoma State, ones in the top echelons in the rankings, they really need to win, but they more than that, they need to win big. And that's the difference with the BCS now is
gotcha.
You see a lot of these teams not letting up at all. They want to score as many points and win by as many points as possible because of the voting.
Fair enough. Obviously, kind of an off-the-wall sport. MMA also going on this weekend, Couture and Lesnar. Are you seeing a lot of action on that?
Yeah, that's huge in Las Vegas now. It's it's not that far away from being as more popular than boxing. Boxing still, when you have your big matchups like De La Hoya, there's not a lot of heavyweight interest anymore like in the old days when I lived in Nebraska. We had Ollie and Frazier and all those guys.
Right.
But, the UFC is definitely taking off. That's a huge fight. Of course, Brock Lesnar, I think he was a wrestler,
right.
Professional wrestler. But he has skills and he has talent. And Randy Couture is in his mid-40s almost.
What's he thinking?
He's a slight underdog. That fight's basically a pick'em. And it's huge in Las Vegas. We get crowds for those things. That card is at our sister property, MGM Grand. So I might be able to get some good seats to that. I might go see that.
Mike, we appreciate the time, as always, you catching us up. We'll catch up with you again in a couple, 3 weeks to shed some more light on the NFL as it starts to break down as we get closer to playoff time.
Yeah, and the bowl games will be set up pretty soon, so I look forward to it.
When the bowl games get set up, Mike, before you get out of here, just a quick note on that. The money, the early money, move those lines and can move them pretty quickly, does it not?
Yeah, especially the early lines. If you're interested in betting bowl games, and it's usually the favorites usually go up. I know there's a lot of people that come in and bet bowl games that bet quite heavily. That'll bet the favorites the first time out, and then they'll try to get the other side when the line moves. So we're hoping for that big bowl season. We'll see how the matchups come up. The better the matchups, the more money we get, obviously. So it looks like it's a tremendous college season going to come to an end here. Maybe some controversy again with the DCS game, who gets in and who gets out.
Mike, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it, as always, here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You got it.
Mike Piriano from the Mandalay Bay Race and Sports Book. He is a supervisor there. We told you last time here, he was actually played football. It was from Lincoln, Nebraska, played football for Frank Solich at Lincoln Southeast. So got to know him a little bit. Had a good time out there. He's very, very cordial to us and says he'll come on anytime anything big's going on. So we check in with him from time to time. Derek tells me it's time to give away. Let's give away a space heater, a Sun Heat Systems space heater. Derek, do we have a winner?
Yeah, we had a lot of good Hot Topic discussions this week. We got one on Wednesday, actually, from Jay in Deschler, talking about how the Kansas win for Nebraska was a big win, but not a landmark victory like Steve Sippel had stated in his article. He went on to say it's the win represented another big step moving forward in a positive way, however, was not a landmark victory. So Jay and Deschler with a very good Hot Topic discussion there, and we're going to hook you up with a Sun Heat Systems space heater.
Perfect, Derek. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Johnny Casino's Pigskin Picks. Derek, should we take caller number 7 as we come back?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Caller number 7, 1-888-455-3776. You're going to have to go against Doug, I, and Damon Day, and Derek this week. We're all four picking games against you, so if you win, it'll even be more exhilarating of a victory. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show. Caller 7.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation with the Doug and Daddy Show, where their motto is,
if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
It's Progressive.com and auto insurance utopia. Well, let's see. Progressive is more than just cascading waterfalls and lush green gardens. It's all your auto insurance wants and needs, like the chance to save hundreds and the fact that we're there for you 24/7 to answer any questions. And they're not answered by magical nymphs, but by licensed agents, which is nice. Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates, Mayfield, Philadelphia, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If a stiff neck or an aching back is preventing you from working out, playing with your kids, or just enjoying special events, SalonPaws can help. SalonPaws, they're medicated patches that provide fast and sustained relief right where you need it most. No more stiff neck or aching back, just lasting relief. Get back to enjoying the life you deserve with SalonPaws. Available at major drugstores, membership warehouses, and local pharmacies.
SalonPaws. SalonPaws. Be more active.
From the moment we laced up our first pair of skates, we were hooked.
Morning, night, and in our sleep.
We play because once we hit the ice, nothing else matters.
No problems. No hassles.
Only hits and hat tricks.
We play for the glory of the best game on earth. We play for the Tri-City Storm.
For a limited time only, Storm Hockey is offering a $5 ticket. Kids 12 and under or fans 70 and over can catch the excitement throughout November for just $5. Call 308-338-8011. Storm Hockey, presented by The Arrow.
Well, there's family fun, drinks and food. Everyone's wild about the Chicken Coop.
The Chicken Coop, a first-class sports bar with TVs everywhere you look. And the Chicken Coop is also a family-friendly eatery that sports a varied menu that can satisfy anyone's taste. Find out why so many people flock to the Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
Well, there's family fun, drinks and food. Everyone's wild about the Chicken Coop. Sports bar and grill, baby.
If I were in the position of Brian Dempster Wednesday night pitching game one, trying to lift the curse off the back of the Cubs after 100 years, attempting to do what everyone's expecting them to do, I would have folded like a cheap
seat. Wake up to Mike and Mike every weekday morning until 9 on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Our wind advisory continues until the early evening hours. We'll see those winds from the northwest at 15 to 30, gusting higher on occasion. We have a slight chance for scattered showers early today. We'll see some partial clearing at times, and the temperature will hold fairly steady all day. I'm WeatherEye meteorologist Nicole Maroc. Right now, 43 degrees.
Back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska, ESPN Radio Superstation, Johnny Casino's Pigskin Picks. Brett joins us from Kearney. Brett, good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you doing?
Well, we're hanging in there. Are you ready to take us on?
Yes, I am.
All right. We start with Northwestern at Michigan.
I'll take Michigan.
Fair enough. I also take Michigan, Coach.
As do I. Big house.
How about North Carolina at Maryland?
North Carolina.
I also select North Carolina.
As do I.
I will go first. Notre Dame at Navy. I selected Navy in an upset. Coach, I know you're going to take Notre Dame. You're a homer. Domer.
Seriously, Daddy, that's the worst pick I've ever heard you make. And I've heard you make some bad ones. They're going to roll tomorrow. Guaranteed. Guaranteed heard it here first.
Brett?
Yeah, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. How about Vanderbilt at Kentucky, Coach?
I got Vanderbilt.
Ooh, a little bit of an upset there on the road. Brett?
I think I'm going to go Vandy, too.
Interesting. I have taken Kentucky. Texas A&M at Baylor. Brett?
Baylor.
This is one that just seems so weird to me.
Can you really take Baylor over Texas A&M?
Why are they
football game?
Why are they 8-point? I have no idea why they're 8-point favorites. I cannot imagine.
They got the skill position players this year. That quarterback's
Robert
a pretty good quarterback.
Fair enough. Texas at Kansas. I take Texas. Brett?
Texas.
Coach?
Hook 'em horns.
Oregon State at home to face the California Bears. Brett?
I'm going to take Oregon State.
I also take Oregon State. Coach?
I'll take the Bears.
Going to take California. Fair enough. Georgia at Auburn. Coach.
Georgia.
I've got Georgia as well. Brett.
I think I'm going to take Auburn on this one.
Fair enough. Auburn Tigers it is. BYU at Air Force. Coach.
BYU.
That's who I took as well. Brett.
Air Force.
Air Force at home. Boston College at Florida State rounds it out. Brett.
Florida State.
Florida State, Coach?
Florida State.
I as well take Florida State at home. Brett, total points, Nebraska, Kansas State.
I'm going to say 72.
Real nice, Brett, as I wrote 75 down, you sucker. And, Coach?
81.
Fair enough. Well, enjoy $25 casino. Johnny Casino, gift certificate from us, Brett. Enjoy that.
All right, thank you.
Also remember, it's the home of the Wednesday 10-ounce ribeye steak special for $11.99. Stop by Johnny Casino's. It's just off of 281 or just west of the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island. Derek, we got to take another short break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. We're going to talk a little Cleveland Brown football, a little Notre Dame football, and my selections. I know you can't wait for those. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
When it comes to holiday recipes, some search engines get you lost in all the links, but not Yahoo Search. To prove it, we switched Amy's Google page with Yahoo and filled her kitchen with live turkeys. Wait till you see how Yahoo Search can help with recipes.
Did that turkey just type pumpkin pie?
Yup, which instantly gives us this drop-down menu.
Suggesting a ton of recipes and cooking ideas. Helpful.
Cool. Now, how about dinner?
Switch to Yahoo Search and get straight to your answers. Start now at yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
One holiday tradition I have is leaving things till the absolute last minute. Maybe it's not a tradition, but I seem to do it every year. This year, Hilton Garden Inn is going to reward you for thinking ahead. Just book the advance purchase rate online at HGI.com and get up to 25% off your room. And besides a great rate, they have everything you need to have a great holiday. From a restful sleep on their pressure-free garden sleep system beds to a hearty cook-to-order breakfast, Hilton Garden Inn knows every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. Visit HGI.com for details. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
From the moment we laced up our first pair of skates, we were hooked.
Morning, night, and in our sleep.
We play because once we hit the ice, nothing else matters.
No problems, no hassles.
Only hits and hat tricks.
We play for the glory of the best game on earth. We play for the Tri-City Storm.
For a limited time only, Storm Hockey is offering a $5 ticket. Kids 12 and under or fans 70 and over can catch the excitement throughout November for just $5. Call 308-338-8011. Storm Hockey, presented by The Arrow.
In Las Vegas, you never leave a restaurant hungry. Just as Johnny Casinos in Grand Island is a sure bet for great food every night. Barbecue chicken and rib Tuesdays, ribeye Wednesdays, fajita Thursdays, prime rib Friday and Saturdays. Try Johnny Casinos, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. Now featuring Texas Hold'em Wednesday night, 6:30 and 9:15. Remember, what goes on at Johnny Casinos will bring you back to Johnny Casinos.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th and Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Our wind advisory continues until the early evening hours. We'll see those winds from the northwest at 15 to 30, gusting higher on occasion. We have a slight chance for scattered showers early today. We'll see some partial clearing at times, and the temperature will hold fairly steady all day. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Nicole Maroc. Right now, 43 degrees.
Hi, back to Doug and Daddy Show, Southern Nebraska ESPN Radio Superstation. I've got the coach in here, Damon Day, UNK baseball coach, joining me. Coach, you're Fighting Irish. A lot of talk out there. They may take Nebraska's spot in that Gator Bowl if they are able to, in fact, win their next two games, which I got to think. I got a feeling that it's kind of like the Nebraska next two games. If you're a Nebraska fan, you think they go to K-State and you get a win, and you think you win against Colorado. If you're a Notre Dame fan, you got Syracuse stinks. And then Navy.
If you lose to Syracuse, then you don't deserve to go to the bowl, of course. But, yeah, you, as a diehard Notre Damer, I'm pretty excited because I think we can go to the Gator Bowl. I think we can maybe finally win one. I think we're 0 for our last nine. So, but I think Charlie Weiss has to make it to a bowl game this year.
But
if they stumble, we got some issues beyond that.
You don't think Weiss is in any trouble at all?
No. I mean, not because there's not really any. I mean, for Notre Dame, there's not really any go-to guy right now. I think
there's not that Urban Meyer sitting there in the
right. I mean, that's where, and with Notre Dame's academic requirements and a lot of the stuff that they have to do, I think you kind of got to let a guy sit in there and get a lay of the land, and you can't be knee-jerk reaction. But I think if a big-time coach were to let go by one place, I think there would be a shot that Charlie. I mean, next year Charlie's got to do something, BCS or be in the hunt for it, or I think you could start seeing the rumblings more so.
We head to the Dent Popper Inbox, home of the Armor Lining, on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Doug and Daddy, honestly, don't blame students for not showing up at the games. Nebraska students pay more for their student tickets than about anywhere in the country, and they get terrible seats for what they have to pay. Those students need to be right on the field, not shoved up in the southeast corner of the stadium. Simply put, our students do not have a presence on Saturday, and our athletic department, especially Tom Osborne, could care less. They're more worried about the season ticket money and the students, God forbid, standing up there during the games. Interesting thought from Chris and Holdridge. Appreciate that email, Chris. Yeah, we talked about the lack of students attending games, especially late in the second half, versus Kansas and Baylor's kind of where it started.
Head back to the Den Popper inbox, ESPN, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We are nominating people for Turkey of the Week or any subjects for Turkey of the Week. Winnie, turkey from Schroeder Smoked Foods. This one coming from Kelly and Kozad. He's nominating Wade Phillips, Cowboys head coach.
Oh, no.
And not only does he continue to look like a stuffed Thanksgiving turkey puppet of Jerry Jones, he'll be out of a job due to accomplishing absolutely nothing with the best collection of NFL All-Stars. The Cowboys should be fine-tuning their game plan instead of regrouping totally. That's from Kelly. And right back here, back to the Den Popper inbox. This is actually from Mark and Minden, who was our Turkey of the Week winner this week. He said, Daddy, please don't pick the Rams again this week. They're bad enough already. They don't need the daddy curse put on them as well. Mark and Minden, thanks.
By the way, those Rams, a 7-point underdog.
How's your record been this year?
You know what?
It's bad.
It's bad. It's terrible. It was up around 60%. We were riding pretty high. And the last 3 weeks has just been I don't even know, downward
mush?
Spiral.
Are you mush? Anything you touch just turns to mush?
It's bad. It's bad. There's no way to sugarcoat it.
Now have you started in your own mind going, okay, I like this one.
So we'll go the other way? Somebody asked me that last night, and I said, you know, as soon as you do that, you know, you go the 5-1 the other way. So, you know what? I have not put it together an extensive list for this weekend. I'm gonna take three college games and three NFL games. You know, Washington State was that game that we took every week against Washington State because they're so bad. Well, instead of having 28-31 point spreads, now they boosted up. Last week it was 40. This week 37. I don't know how you lay 37 points if they score two touchdowns on you. You know, the other team can't score 58. It gets ridiculous. So I've thrown them out now. You know, in the college selections, Iowa, I think, could be, you know, 17.5 point spread. They're coming off a monster win versus Penn State. I just think Purdue keeps that closer than 17. I'm going to take Purdue in that ball game. You know what? I just think, and I guess the other one, next one I'm looking at is Baylor, -8 to A&M. Apparently, Baylor's going to win by 4 touchdowns, as I see it. I don't know any other way. I'm going to take Baylor. And my last game, I'm going to take the 8.5 points I can get on Kansas State Wildcats, and I'm going to take the Kansas State Wildcats. I hope it doesn't come down to that. I'm going to take a very close ball game in Manhattan, and I hope the Nebraska Cornhuskers can come out of it and prevail. Those are my three selections in college. In the NFL, the game that just looks too good to be true to me is the Tennessee Titans -3. I will take the Jacksonville Jaguars plus those 3 points. I'm going to take the Kansas City Chiefs at home plus the 5.5 points. They've been dynamite, covered their last three, and seem to be playing some of their best football. Ron Jaworski says that Mr. Thigpen is a quarterback of the future in Kansas City. And on Sunday night, the Dallas Cowboys right that ship. It doesn't look like Clinton Portis is going to be able to play in that one. I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys. So those are my six college and NFL picks of the week.
Yeah, we'll see how you did coming up on Monday. Hey, you know what the weather's looking like for Sunday, Daddy?
Lovely.
59, mostly sunny.
Grill day.
It's looking up for the grill day, that's for sure. Head to Troutman's Quality Meats in Kearney if you're trying to grill out this weekend, and you really should. You got to take advantage of the nice weather when it's coming in November. Are you kidding me? 59 degrees on Sunday, so fire up that grill. Head down to Troutman's, get some jalapeno brats. They have beer brats, pork sausage, link sausage, lean hickory smoked bacon as well. You can also let Carrie be your personal butcher. He always welcomes special requests. They have Flatiron USDA Choice Black Angus London Broil Steaks as well, and hunters, you know, that a lot of people out hunting right now, you can bring in your clean, boneless deer trim, and Troutman's will make it into your favorite summer sausage, jerky, or snack sticks. Also, Thanksgiving fast approaching. Get your boneless, bone-in ham, smoked turkeys reserved today, all at Troutman's Quality Meats in Kearney.
You know why they make that deer taste so good? Because they add about 8 parts pork.
And Troutman's pork
that deer
good stuff.
Tastes yummy, oh, yeah. Troutman's pork is delicious. We love Troutman's and the guys there. Derek, we're about out of here.
I think that about does it.
Coach, as you wrap up, as you look at that college slate, there's not a lot of great college football this weekend.
Irish, the house, the farm, anything you got.
Oh, really?
Them and the Browns, baby. Brady Quinn.
Brady Quinn playing awfully well in his first start back. Were you surprised when they did that, the timing on the short week?
It's time for a change. It's time for a change. Romeo's trying to save his job.
An Obama supporter here, Damon Day. Time for change.
Obama supporter.
I don't know. It changes.
Don't ever say
no,
that. Again.
Oh, sorry. Change is everywhere. Change is everywhere. I don't know.
Hey,
we're changing.
Those are fighting words. Don't you ever call me.
We want to thank Doug for joining us. Mike Piriano. I'm screwing that name.
Piriano.
Piriano from the Mandalay Bay Racing Sportsbook. He's the supervisor there. We want to thank him. Also want to thank Coach Rick Squires, UNK volleyball coach and fifth time RMAC Coach of the Year in volleyball, for joining us as well. Doug as well. We'll see you on Monday to recap the Husker game and more. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!